From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Some progress is reported on key issues in negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Those talks are at a critical point Sunday as officials report progress on two key areas that are in dispute: the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Officials in Vienna confirmed Saturday that a tentative agreement has been reached on the sanctions relief issue, but a senior U.S. administration official warned that ministers must still approve the deal. Experts are racing to resolve as many issues as possible before ministers from the six negotiating global powers return to Vienna Sunday to finalize a comprehensive deal by a July 7th deadline. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency's top inspector, Yukio Amano, said that a report detailing Iran's nuclear program could be ready by the end of the year. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
The IAEA's director general said a report on Iran's nuclear program would clarify if or when Iran ever tried to make a nuclear bomb.
With the cooperation from Iran, I think we can issue a report by the end of the year on the assessment of the clarification of the issues related to possible military dimension.
Progress was made in Tehran in the last week, he says, but more work is needed for Iran and world powers to complete a deal that would curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for an end to crushing economic sanctions. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
For more on this story, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi made an unannounced visit to the Sinai Peninsula Saturday to pay tribute to what he calls military heroes who are standing up to Islamist extreme violence. The Islamic State affiliate in Egypt, calling itself the Sinai Province, has claimed responsibility for most of the deadly recent attacks on soldiers, police, and civilians in Sinai. Meanwhile, Tunisia's President Beji Caid Essebsi has declared a 30-day state of emergency after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. Mr. Essebsi said in a television address the state of emergency is needed because of what he called the exceptional situation the country is going through. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the June 26th attack carried out by a gunman identified as Saif Rezgi. 30 of the victims were British tourists. One day before a Greek referendum on whether the country should accept terms of a bailout, Greece's finance minister accused Athens' creditors of what he called terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece has a name: terrorism. He said that what Brussels and the Troika want today is for the yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. In Athens, Yale University political scientist Stathis Kalivas says even a yes vote victory Sunday doesn't guarantee the crisis is over.
If the yes vote wins, we're still in very, very difficult situation, in very difficult and deep waters, but at least there is a prospect for political change in Greece and perhaps a better deal with the European Union.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no on whether the country should accept the terms. Public opinion on the referendum in Greece remains almost equally divided. Across the United States, Americans are celebrating the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain. Law enforcement officials have boosted security following warnings about potential terrorist threats aimed at the July 4th holiday. U.S. President Barack Obama said the Declaration of Independence still holds Americans together, even though the country is larger and more diverse than the founders could have imagined.
A couple of centuries later, we've made ourselves into a big, bold, dynamic, and diverse country. We're of all races, we come from all places, we practice all faiths, and believe in all sorts of different ideas. But our allegiance to this declaration, this idea, is the creed that binds us together.
Security is tight in many cities. Hundreds of thousands have gathered on the National Mall in Washington for a concert and fireworks display. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.